Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the first parak of Maseches Maisos, and today we're going to learn Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey. So we already listed the different things that are Chayiv and Chala, but Pater from Maisos. So now we're going to flip it, right? Mishnah Gimel said those things that are Chayiv and Chala and Pater from Maisos. Now we're going to flip it and talk about those things, Elu Chayavin b'Maisos u'Pater min HaChala, things that are Chayiv and Maisos, but Pater from Chala. And they are, the most obvious items to list, are things that are Nachamishis Minei Daga. Right, ha'orez, v'adochan, v'haprogim, v'hashumshumin. If you make a dough out of rice or millet or poppy or sesame or beans or something like that, kidneys, beans. So all of those things are chayiv in maisos because maisos applies to anything that grows from the ground, not just chamesh minei dagan. But they are not chayiv in chala because chala only applies to chameshas minei dagan. Upachs mi chameshas rivaim batvua, and anything that's made for a dough that's made from less than five revayim, which means kav and a quarter of grain flour, even if it was made from the chameshes minei dagan, is going to be pater from challah because that's the minimum shear that you chayv l'chal. Maisros is doesn't have a minimum shear, but there is such a minimum shear when it comes to challah, and we'll discuss that a little bit later in the Masechta where we derive that shear from, what exactly that shear actually is. So then there are other things that are also but from challah. Hasufkinin, which is like a bread that was made by making like a liquidy batter instead of like a thick dough. So that's going to be, and then they would fry it in oil and honey, or cook it in water, and it wasn't really baked in an oven like a bread would normally be baked, so that's not going to be chayiv and chala. Duvshinin, they also mix flour and water in a batter, and they fry it in honey. That's what duvshinin, milashon tavash, from honey. V'haiskritin, and wafers that are made from a very thin batter. V'chalas hamashres, and a pan loaf, they would pour hot water over dough and scald it in that way. V'hameduma, and bread that was made from meduma, from a combination of chulin and truma flour together. Truma and chulin, if they become mixed together, the tarovus is mutter as long as you have a rov chulin, because the truma becomes batel barov. However, midrabanan, you need a 100-to-1 ratio, and until you have that, it's treated, the whole thing is viewed as truma. So that's what we call meduma. Meduma means that you don't have enough of chulin klape the truma to be mevatalit. So in all those cases, patur min achala, they're patur from chala. In the case of the sufkin and the duvshin and the wafers, the panlof, they're patur because they're not considered to be bread, and only that which is bread is chayiv and chala. And meduma flour is pater because it's considered truma. We already said that truma is pater from challah. That we derive from a pasuk. They don't have to be mafresh challah from truma. So since the chacham were gozer, that meduma is treated as truma, so it's considered to be truma when it comes to the chi of challah as well. The lechora, though, that's a big problem, because on a daraisa level, meduma is really chulin. So on a daraisa level, it should have been chayiv and chala. So how can we say that it's pater and chala because the rabbanan decided that it should be treated like truma? So what you have to say is that this is only talking about chalas chutzlaretz, which is drabbanan. If we're chalas eretz yisrael, which is daraisa, the dein hachinami, it would be chayiv and chala. Now, once we mention that sufkin in our pater from chala, so the Mishnah Hey discusses that in greater detail. Isa shetchilasa sufkanin. If you had a dough that was made at the beginning as sufkanin, it was a thin batter, not a thick dough, v'sofa sufkanin, and it was fried in oil or cooked in water, patur min achala, it's pater from achala. Tchilasa isa v'sofa sufkanin. If it was a dough at the beginning and sufkanin at the end, tchilasa sufkanin v'sofa isa, whereas sufkanin at the beginning you made it from a thin batter and then you treated it like a dough, meaning by baking it in an oven without any liquid, then chayevas b'challah, meaning you have to be, in order for something to be putter for challah, from challah, it has to be through and through, it's got to be sufkinin. So essentially, for something to be chayev in challah, one or the other is enough. Either that it's made with thick dough that you would normally make bread from, or the final product is baked in an oven as bread would be baked in an oven. V'chein ha'knuv ka'us chayavos. Knuv ka'us, which is some type of baby food where they would grind up bread, are also chayiv to chayiv and chala, because they at some point they're bread, and anytime something at any point in the process becomes bread, meaning it was bread before they ground it up and made it into a flour again, so therefore it's going to be chayiv and chala. Okay, so again to review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Dalid we said that there are certain items that are chayiv and meiser but patur from chala, namely any bread made from things that are not one of the chameshes minei dagon, or made with not enough dough, or made in a non-bread-like fashion, like sufkin and duvshin and iskarit and chalas hamashros, and also anything that has a din of truma, even midrabanan, like meduma. In Mishnah Hay, we learned that the definition of sufkinin is anything that was treated as sufkinin all along, that it was a liquidy batter and not baked in an oven. But if at any point in the process it was treated like regular bread, it was either a thick batter or it was baked in an oven, then it's going to be chayiv and chala. And therefore, when they would make baby food by taking real dough and grinding it up into like a flour type of thing again, so the halacha is that such a thing is going to be chayiv and chala, because at some point it was a real dough. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav.